Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Welcome to True Talks with Ofeofe, and this is your host, Ofeofe. And I want to tell you guys before we start, you know, that, you know, some of the views that I express, you may not be too much liking it, but it doesn't have anything to do with Block Talk. It doesn't have anything to do with the sponsors of our program. And it's just, like I said in the write-up for the show, you know, this personal disclosure is what we're going to be doing tonight, right? So we're going to be talking a lot of, you know, our own personal experience. If you all feel brave enough to do that, we're going to be talking about our personal experiences during the COVID, you know, our likes and dislikes and, you know, even, you know, some of the things we experience with relationships, you know, friendships, colleagues, and all of this. In the last program, our topic, relationships after COVID-19 vaccines, part one, it doesn't say part one, but just after COVID vaccines, we touched on some stats about, you know, how the discrimination that was going on against the unvaccinated people. And that is a big part of the emotional trauma that a lot of people went through, aside from, you know, the pressure people were being put under, you know, to vaccinate, you know, in regards to jobs, in regards to schools, you know, different types of things, you know, any clergy, you know, even within the Ifa, the spiritual practice from originated in Nigeria, even within those circles, within the diaspora over in Nigeria, you know, people were discriminated against, even within the practice of not participating into certain things if they weren't vaccinated. And of course, those choices were independent. It had nothing to do with, you know, how Ifa is about divination, and the divination is what we get our guidance from. So people that did individual divination in reference to the vaccine, whether taking it or not taking it, these people, you know, they did their own thing and they made their own rules in terms of participation, especially if you are coming into their house. And when I say house, I don't just mean the physical house, but part of their group. If you are a member or a godchild in their group, right? So, you know, so I heard some like stories about people being turned away and, you know, told not, they couldn't participate if they didn't take the vaccine. So, you know, we had all this discriminatory stuff going on. Wow, I have somebody raised their hand already. Oh my goodness. Yes, I'm going to come to you in a hot second, 111. I'm going to come to you in a hot second. So I'm just here, you know, we're live on Facebook too, so basically they're hearing me and seeing me talk, you know, in this conversation right now. Give thanks, Ashe, Alafia, Najija, Ashe. Thank you for being here. Oh, no, they didn't. So one of my people said they ain't making it easy for one to live, but it will happen indefinitely, all thanks to Oludumare and Ifa Orisha and our ancestors. Ashe, you know, I mean, you know, people are being affected by the people that are vaccinated, and nobody wants to touch the issue about the spike proteins, you know? And, you know, so my understanding how the spike proteins operate is like once they get into your body, and people who are unvaccinated are dwelling with people who are vaccinated, the spike protein just jumps from them to anybody, you see? And what are we to do? What happened? We should, how can we go up, you know, like I said last time, aside from the little sticker when people got their vaccine, I mean, anybody could have copied the sticker and say they got the vaccine. You know what I mean? Just to, like, you know, for you know, some people are doing it because they're proud and they're like, you know, they were trying to encourage other people to take it. But, you know, there was no sticker to say you're unvaccinated either, you know. But and when it came to your job, right, you had to go in there and actually present some kind of documentation, you know, or the job, you know, is the one that link up with the doctor and make sure that you get the vaccine. So, you know, people that refuse, you know, they had to end their careers and everything and, you know, start over, go elsewhere, that, you know, or they just waited it out, you know, because, you know, how things were looking then is things are looking like this thing would never go away. You know what I mean? And the thing that surprised me so much is like how they just abruptly said it was over. Just like how it started like instantaneously and then it dragged out and, you know, you were hearing all kind of stuff and then all of a sudden, drop. Oh, the COVID is finished. No more masks, no more this, no more that, you know? This is just crazy. And so a lot of places, you know, when it comes to like the relationships now, doing, you know, just being regular. I mean, I'm quite sure like people have come here, the workmen come to the house, you know, do whatever they're doing. And, you know, they're vaccinated and stuff, you know. Some I would ask, are you vaccinated? Did you take the COVID-19 vaccine? And and they would tell me yes or no. You know what I mean? So when they tell me yes or no, I'm like, okay. I know. I start discriminating. I'm sorry. I start to discriminate because I know if they're, you know, how I feel when I hang around them too much. And I think I shared my experience with you all in the last part, in the part one, in the initial COVID episode, that, you know, I was going to the doctors after everything opened up again just to check up, make sure I'm all right. And I'm taking all these tests and everything. And I'm going to tell you, so for some reason, you know, there are certain tests I didn't want to take. So the doctor was really like upset with me, like, I don't want to take this test. I don't want to take that test. And, you know, even though I was giving her legitimate reasons why I don't want to take certain tests and whatnot. And then, you know, she one day decided to tell me, oh, she doesn't care if I drop her as a doctor. And I'm like, doc, where did that come from? Out of the, like, left field. And she's examining me, right? You know, she got this thing listening, you know, to my breathing and everything, putting the stethoscope on my back and stuff, you know, and this and that. And then that day I went home. I didn't think too much of it, but I went home and I started feeling funny. I started feeling like, you know, what the hell is going on with my back, right? And then Next thing you know now, I'm like, wait a minute. What popped in my head? A taboo of mine with the Orisha that don't let certain kind of women put their hand on my back. Right? And she fit the description, my doctor, right? I'm like, what the hell? I hope that woman ain't do the juju stuff to me, you know. And people, you know, you would think so. She was a Jewish woman. Okay? That's the only one I could get. I couldn't get the male doctor I wanted because he was full to capacity. He always overbooked. So, you know, they passed you on to some other doctor and whatnot. So anyway, that was the last time she saw me, okay? I had to treat myself because I'm like, what is this feeling I'm getting, you know? And I don't think it was psychological. I feel I was feeling actual discomfort right in the area where she was, like, you know, searching and whatnot. And, you know, don't tell me I'm paranoid. You know, everybody should know how their own body feels. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing that happened to me when I was going to, I had, you know, those things they call heel spurs. So I had heel spurs, went to the doctor, the foot doctor, and next thing you know, and that was like in the middle of COVID when they had like everybody was masked up and, you know, all of these type of things. Man, let me tell you. Yeah, it's not until I got some old-fashioned Canadian oil and tend to myself that my foot stopped hurting. You know what I mean? I realized that by going there, I had to go for therapy and everything too. The more I went there, the more my foot hurt me. The more I went there, the more my foot hurt me. And then I just like, you know, what is going on here? And then I didn't know anything about the spike proteins and all of these type of things. But people are complaining right now, right, how they are, like, sleeping with the enemy. You know, one person is vaccinated, the other person not vaccinated, and next thing you know, you are sick. So they're like, you know, why am I sick? Why am I sick? Oh, and the other person is sick too, but you begin to get sick. Okay? And so, you know, when the doctors, you know, go and check them out now, they're like, hey, you know, you are being affected. And this is basically, when I say doctors, I'm talking about, you know, a lot of people that don't believe in vaccines and stuff like that is like, yeah, okay, your parents forced you to get them when you were young. Okay? You know, they just gave everybody measles, you know, mumps and chicken pox, all kind of different vaccines they gave you as a child without asking. And then everybody, you know, that once they give you the vaccine, you had this big proud flesh thing on your arm. I don't have my, you know, I got real good skin, so you can't see nothing. You know, so you got, you know, so, and then it would leave this big mark on your arm and stuff. And they mark the card and they tell, you know, and whatever side effects they went through, back then people used more home remedies and more remedies to, like, herbs, especially in the Caribbean, use more herbs and things to get over the different ways. I have somebody holding their hand up for the longest while. I'm going to bring them on and see what they say before we move on and talk some more. All right, area code 111, you are on the air.
Hi, Ofa, how are you? This is Brother Mike from Asia.
Oh, Brother Mike, how are you? You joined me again.
Yes, 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 indeed, because your show is very powerful and lots of people need to listen internationally and nationally and within North America, because what we are discussing here, really not anybody discussing it. So it has a lot of value for the people.
Yeah, you know, people are you know, because they're noticing that, like, for instance, I just learned that the people who want to publish papers on the facts that they found, they're charging them, but this is from in England, £4,000 to have their paper peer reviewed. So if you don't have, like, if you have opposing data other than what is being put out by the CDC and all these other places, if you don't have £4,000, you cannot publish your papers. So what is that all about? You know, so they have all this information, and the information is being held back because of money. You see? So if you're an institution like a school or something, of course they're going to publish your paper, but they're going to publish it with bias, you know? They're going to publish it
right. And
have, you know, a lot of different, like you have to go by their guidelines, like, you know what I mean? Otherwise, you're not going to get your paper published.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You see?
Right.
So this is what's happening.
Yeah.
So what is you want to say something to us? I mean, you know?
I mean, you see, all this COVID was just a greatest experiment on the mankind.
Oh,
they
my
wanted
God.
To see how they can control mankind from China to USA to North America and Africa, all over the world. They wanted
all
to
over
see
the world.
What... Yeah, how they can control and shut down everything and basically, all these lies and deceptions, of course it came out later on because, you know, my mother in Canada, she was in a special, home that they take care of her, everything, you know, and of course they have a fourth alone, like, and every time there is some kind of COVID breakout, and they had to give her every year a new COVID vaccine, vaccine, so she got five vaccines, and she died about 6 months ago. Yes. And then my
condolences. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My sister also, she has cancer. And then, I have coached them, but unfortunately, people who want to hear, they can hear. Those people who cannot hear, they can never hear. Because they said, we live in Canada, we have to follow the law, blah, blah, blah. I said, what kind of law is that? No, I said, COVID is finished. There is no more COVID right now yet. And why do you have to put RSV in yourself? Because it's going to lower your immune system. And so she has a cancer into the cancer. And matter of fact, I mean, she's next on the line to be deceased soon. So, I mean, these are not only a couple of examples I have for you. I have the latest updates. You remember last time we talked about the doctors died in Canada? And
that many doctors died,
right. These are the seven Canadian doctors passed away in July. Over a 2 week period, there were at least seven doctors who passed away in Canada. Canadian doctors who died in July 2022. Dr. Baharan Behzadizad, she was from Iran, died July 13 and 14 while she was asleep because she was overworked, overstressed, and they put at that time three shots of COVID in order to be accepted by the Canadian government. And Dr. Paul D. Hannam died July 16th, same thing, while he was swimming at his residence. Dr. Lorne E. Segal died July 17th. Dr. Estefan W. McKenzie died July 18th. Dr. Jacob T. Sawicki died July 19th. Dr. Shahriar Jalali Mazluman died July 23. And Dr. Candace Nyman died in July 28. So this was only a tip of the iceberg when it happened. Mm-hmm. These are the greatest doctors from their other countries like Iran and other parts mm-hmm. of the world. That mm-hmm. if they were maybe still in their respective countries, they were alive today. But because Canadian government, what it did, it told them, come, we will accept you, but you have to go to the out of the rural areas. Rural areas of Newfound, in that area that they have only one MRI. And these doctors, they supposed to work, their contract says 40 hours a week, okay? But this doctor works 80 hours a week. 80 mm-hmm. hours a week, and plus whenever they go to...
Oh, my God.
Yes. And they see all these people, they need help. Well, the doctors have promised, promised that do not harm any patient. So they had to work their butt off. And then on top mm-hmm. of it, these doctors, when they go home to sleep, guess what? It rings from the central place. Sorry, doctor, we have this case here. What do you want us to do? And so for lack of sleep, depression, anxiety, and this mm-hmm. this is only a few people, I say. We have more names mm-hmm. down the road for you guys.
Of course,
and they give their life for humanity. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, please.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean, and the fact that I know they couldn't work without taking the vaccines themselves. You see, the point is, the big problem is right now, no one wants to believe because, one, like, they don't want the information that's contrary and that's researched and contrary to get out. You see, if they're charging like £4,000 to publish, to have your article peer reviewed, that's messed up. You see, and who is the average person? Even if it's a doctor and he did his research and he wants it out there, so a lot of people, what these different doctors and the people have been doing, they've been like interviewing with different people who have shows on YouTube, big shoots on X, on Twitter, everywhere, to get their word out, to get their findings out. They are not allowing the people to show what's really going on. So now when people die, they're attributed, oh, she had cancer. But they're not telling you that the cancer was made to be extra aggressive because of the vaccine. You see what I mean?
Absolutely.
They don't want to pinpoint anything.
No. Because the vaccines that they put right up, the most majority of the women now, they have, breast cancers. And breast cancer has gone up more than 2,000% or even more. And because of all this stupid vaccine that they push on the people. And Israel, right now, they put mm-hmm. some of the senior citizens in Israel put five shots. So
Oh, wow.
I think one of the disservices that the Israeli government gave to the Israelis by, putting five kind of, shots to their own citizens. So they say this is the most Holocaust of Israel, because now these people, they have to go to the war from one point, and then all this vaccination that they have done is going to bring the troops down to their knees. And so how they can fight? You see, all these F-35 pilots, you see, we have so many crashes on the F-35 crashes, F-16, and et cetera, because these pilots are already has minimum of 3 to 5 shots. What happens, they get a heart attack at the high altitude.
Heart attack.
And then,
you see what I mean?
And then how they can fight? Yeah, how they can fight the war. Go ahead, please, over.
It's just disgusting. It's just unbelievable. I mean, people are just dropping dead like flies. So I got a little bit of statistics on it, right? Because, I'd like everybody, if you can go and look up high deaths in middle age on by Dr. John Campbell, YouTube, okay? It's just 14 minutes long, but he goes over a peer-reviewed article that managed to note the increase in deaths after COVID than before. You know, they made a comparison like before the COVID and then after COVID, and how the death rates are, like, especially among older people, like between 50 years old. So there were like excess deaths for all causes. And when they say all causes, they don't want to say it's because of COVID. They just want to say all causes. So in general, 15% higher was the excess debt for people 50 to 64, right?
Right.
And, yeah. So then for people 25 to 49, it was 11% higher. And, you know, of course, the older people, because the older people have more, ailments. They had more ailments to begin with. So the people between 25 and 49 years old, these people, their debt rate, their thing was 11%. So the highest rate so far was and then the people above, and about 9% higher for people that were over 65 years old. So in every bracket, you know, that they checked, the death rates were higher, even among young people between 25 and 49 years old. Why? If the vaccine was so great, why are these people so young dying? They're dying at a higher rate than they were dying before, overall, from whatever it is that they say they died from. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right. And so even Chinese knows that. Chinese government knows that too, that when they put so many shots on their own citizens, I mean, even if they want to go to a war, in the middle of the war, people are going to die automatically, you know, and then who's going to fight? So that's why I think Taiwan is not going to be attacked by China for at least a couple of years or 3 years. They want to make sure. Do they have enough people to fight? Because they did also the greatest, Holocaust to their own people, Chinese. Because, these people, the streets, they wait until they get swapped by, COVID and everything. COVID, right now we know that CDC, it has upgraded their a new mask. They're starting to shut down again another issues such as measles. Right now, measles are in 18 different states right now. So they are
reconfigurating.
They want to be shut down again. Go ahead.
There's a lot of talk about it. A lot of talk about, oh, they're coming with a second pandemic and, you know, they're preparing for it and all of this stuff. And the thing about it, you know, the people that are vaccinated, like, they don't give a F because they feel like they're protected, you know.
Right.
They feel like they're protected, but on the down low, we have many people who are suffering more than they were suffering before after the vaccines. And they want, I don't know if part shame, I mean, somebody need to do a, paper on it. Like, you know, what are the psychological effects of realizing that you're more sicker after taking the vaccine, you know? Even the people that, and I'm not just talking about people who took the vaccine and still got COVID. I'm talking about the underlying ailments that you had before you took the vaccine, and now they're like full-blown in your face and, you know, bothering you more than ever. So you're living at the doctor's. You're living taking pills and drugs. You're living like that, and more frequently you're getting ill and having these episodes of severe illness because, you know, I mean, I want to see the statistics because look at what this guy is saying. Look at what Dr. Campbell is saying about the deaths, okay? So he compared 2021 from 2021 to 2022, right? To 2023, so guess what? All cardiovascular diseases, 12%. Heart failure, 20% higher. I'm talking higher, okay? Diabetes, 13% higher, okay? And that's in the group I mentioned before, the 50 to 64 year old group, right?
Right.
And the people are like, you know, so you know people that I've had since COVID, you know, like people I know, like my age, they're dead, you know, they were good, but all of a sudden they were managing and they're dead, you know, people with heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, lung disease, okay? So
migraines and a lot of the issues are caused by that stupid vaccine that they never tested on humans. So it was just a test. When now they know what was Pfizer or the other ones, and the other ones that keep making, I mean, China made their own. Everybody, okay, what kind of vaccine is that everybody can make their own? I mean,
Heard India had their own version too, you know?
That's right.
You know, I had my friends in India, you know, they had their own version of the vaccine, you know, so they weren't trying to.
How many versions can you have? I mean, right. If you have one, if they call it, why so many divisions?
I mean, sometimes I think people lose their common sense and sense of judgment.
Yes.
And even in the spiritual circles where we go very much by divination, you know, we consult the oracle to see what's going on. But the oracle itself would tell you, don't ask what you already know. the oracle itself would tell you, you have your own brain, your own higher self that you can tell. You can say, okay, should I put this gun to my head and just shoot myself? You know what I mean? And you'll be like, are you crazy? Why are you going to end your own life? But that was pantomimed, like stick that thing in your arm.
Absolutely. You know, so much killings is happening all over the world, especially in the United States, because these vaccines suddenly make the people a murderer. I mean, the person that is nice today, tomorrow you will see that is shot, for example, recently. Yesterday, the three person was shot to death because of member of the family. And the guy was very suddenly,
yesterday, in the little island that I am from, the little island, right? A woman killed her 9-year-old. Beautiful woman, beautiful little girl, killed the 9-year-old, walked with her for miles on her back, the dead body, and then took her to the waterfront and threw her in the water.
Oh, my gosh.
And when the father comes, she dressed up like that was the burial. She put on black. She put on the little girl name and stuff she pinned it on, and she walked with her through the street for miles and threw her body in the water. When somebody called the police, and they took the body out of the water. They father, everybody come meet the little, and she was just laughing like she was totally out of mind. Nobody would believe that woman would do that. What made her do that? Look at the people that are going on cruises and they're jumping in the ocean. I'm like, all of a sudden, everybody going on a cruise and they want to commit suicide when they're on the cruise. I'm like, oh, my God.
Right.
What is making the people act so weird?
Yes, absolutely.
You see?
Ofa.
And when you say there are devices inside of the vaccine, everybody say, oh, conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory, they start with the conspiracy theory business. Okay?
Right.
So guys, you're listening to True Talks with Ofei Ofei, and we're talking about relationships after COVID-19 vaccines part two. And, you know, we got to talk frankly because, you know, and I wish some people that, if you pro-vaccine, you need to come on. I just see a big pro-vax person that was telling everybody, take the vaccine, take the vaccine. He just came on. He did a video and said pro-vax people were right. They were right. Okay? Okay?
Right.
The pro-vax people were right.
Yeah. Okay? I asked Suzette, there are my other friends from other registration. If you guys hear me, please call in, and we want your input as well, too. And, you know, like ages of the death, Dr. Baharan Behzadizad, 43 years old. Dr. Paul B. Hanam, 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lorne E. Siegel, 49 years old. Dr. Estefan W. McKenzie, 68. Dr. Jacob Sawiki, 39 years old. Dr. Shahriar Jalal Mazluman, 44 years. And Dr. Kandolas Naiman, 27. And Canada, also neurosurgery resident, died in July, bringing total number of death to 8 in 2022. So this is only a tip of iceberg. I mean, we give you this simple tip of the iceberg that what has people encountered, doctors encounter, doctors in Middle East died, doctors in United States died, and many other countries. So we haven't even had those ones too. I mean,
oh,
it would be thousands.
Oh, my God.
Thousands.
You see? And then who replaces these people? who replaces the people? The less, the lesser people, the average doctor, not the exceptional doctors. When the exceptional doctors die, okay, somebody, okay, you have that. They give them a little extra money, and boom, they go there and just follow whatever protocol they got set in place. You know, they're just doing a job. You know, they don't really care. They're getting paid. They're doing a job, okay? And a lot of people died because people were doing the job. This one doctor, he came on, and he did like a two-hour interview, okay? And I'm going to try to post
right.
these in the link on my page. But he did a two-hour interview to explain how they killed his father. And he being a doctor, you know, he went there. He got the father to, got them to release his father home. He started treating the father with, guess what? You wouldn't even believe it. He started treating the father with caffeine because they said that what they were giving them to treat a lung, like lung infection, they did not have a lung infection. It went there. They over-medicated them. Then next thing you know, they died from what? Kidney failure. Right?
Right.
So
yes.
they
yes.
said when the guy did his research, you know what the guy said the vaccine's having? Can you guess? Snake venom.
Oh, it's from the snake. Is that from the snake bite?
The snake venom, like what you would treat if you got a snake bite, you would treat the snake
right,
bite with snake venom. So that's
right,
what was
right.
inside of the vaccine.
Exactly. Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
And he broke it down. He took his time. He had his evidence and everything. I'm going to try to find it and post it so everybody can see it if they take the time to view it and they can make their own judgment. But he had his evidence, and he said, oh, man, look at this mess. But so he had
right.
been treating people with, he said, because they found that the smokers were not getting COVID as quickly as the non-smokers. Why? Because
right.
in cigarettes, and they have what? Nicotine. So even then, they were trying to promote and say, oh, stop smoking. Now is a good time to stop smoking. Now is a good time to stop smoking. Why? So they can die faster. Now that's one thing when you see, like, oh, my God, the nicotine. So he was recommending nicotine patches to people, and the nicotine
right.
patches were having, like, stupendous results, like reverse in symptoms, COVID symptoms, and reverse in all complications from COVID, like quick. And yet still, they had him kicked out of the hospital. He couldn't come to see his father. And they just ended up killing him. You see? So all
yes.
of these things, you know. But when it comes to relationships, I'm going to tell you something. I, you know, like, I know like many of us, we've lost a lot. We've lost our family members. We've lost our colleagues. We've even lost our friends, you know. Because some people vaccinated and other people didn't. And the vaccination thing is no joke, because now when the people are having all these complications, and a lot of people are trying to hide that they're extremely ill, and they're not, you know, they I don't know if they feel ashamed, you know, why they're trying to hide it. But they're extremely ill, and they don't want anybody to know that it's because they don't even want to entertain the notion that, wow, is the vaccine really affecting me like this? I mean, yeah,
oh
you know,
God.
I was suffering
yeah.
with this before, but now it's worse, you know? And they're hiding. They're hiding from the whole world. They're especially hiding from the people who didn't vaccinate, and they were trying to, they stopped talking to you because you didn't vaccinate. So even that was proven, you know, that there was a lot of discrimination going on against the non-vaccinated people. But now,
absolutely,
who are the champions of the world? Who are the champions? We are, the non-vaccinated. You're the champion. Because even the people that are vaccinated, some of them that wake up, they what they're doing, they want to know, like, hey, what can I do to get rid of this thing out of my body?
Absolutely. You know, especially, you know, during the COVID, when people were there 40 days, 50 days, or 2 months in the emergency rooms, do you know what doctors they have done to them? They have, for the issue of just, say, COVID, and they have taken a CT scan of the lungs, or it shows, oh, my gosh, COVID is there, blah, blah, blah. These people, every 4 days would be CT scanned. I mean, come on. If a person has
every
multiple,
4 days, they were trying to kill them faster, too. Why are you going to do
Exactly. You know, CT scan. And I mean, one couple of CT scan you have is enough for
the
end of your life. You don't need to have every 4 days to have CT scan. So these things happen inside the emergency rooms, and you know that's why even if those people they release, they said okay, you are kind of okay right now, and they have a bunch of problems, additional problems from lung disease, heart disease, cancers, and I mean, the list is keep going on and on. And I guess it was more about money for making for the hospital than, you know, to treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one time you can CT scan, you know exactly what you need to do. You don't need a CT scan every 4 days for the each patient. And that's why a lot of these people, even if they did not die, they die later on because the body says, what the hell you have done to me? And this guy, I'm sure you heard about it, that what happened after a man got 217 coronavirus shots. So German
what?
Researchers.
What did you just say? A man got 217. What? What?
What happened after a man got 217 coronavirus shots? That's right. This man.
What happened to him? What happened?
Yes. Yeah, I will tell you right now that a German researcher have examined hyper-vaccinated man. They say received more than 200 coronavirus shots without any noticeable side effects or harm to his immune system. And we learned this about via his case, via newspaper article in Kilian Schubert. One of the study's authors said in a statement, we then contacted him and invited him to undergo various tests. He was interested. Massive blood test.
People, are you hearing this? I hope you're hearing this. He said somebody got 200 and how much? 17?
Yes, in 9 months.
Coronavirus shots, and that nothing happened. Is he a real person, or he's an alien, or what?
We have to research on that.
And they published that, and they want to publish that. They published that. They made a big thing of that. 207. How in the world did he get it? He wasn't registered anywhere that he took a shot?
Yeah, the man said he had received 217 vaccinations for private reasons. Yeah, private reasons. German authorities did not file a criminal charges against him. But going into the study, the researcher had speculated that having so many shots could cause his immune system to become over-fatigued. And vaccines created immune memory cells that are on standby, ready to rapidly activate the body's defense in the event of an infection. So, if you can just, as I have said it here, that you can go to Washington Post. I just said the man put
Washington
200,
Post,
200,
I'm going to look for it.
Yes.
He was trying to prove a point. What? I don't know.
We don't know exactly. I mean, even CNN talked about it. CNN talked about it. New York Times,
what?
Washington Post, Guardian. I mean, it's all over the world. So, I mean, it's. I cannot believe he's still alive.
I cannot believe he took them 200 and something shots, because how did he do that? How did he get
it?
So that means anybody could go and get multiple vaccinations, you know, is their business. Okay?
He was a private person.
So if you want 20 vaccination shots, you could go and get them.
Right. But this guy, somehow he was able to get it because private. I guess he was rich guy or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, and he got it.
Wait,
scientists are starting.
I got to look.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to look for this thing. But
yeah, there's so many. ABC wrote it. It was all the newspapers around the board in USA, everywhere they wrote about it.
So that was supposed to do what? Inspire other people to take one or two, and it's all good. What was that
I guess
for?
So. Maybe.
Oh my God.
I guess he wanted just to show that after he got 217 COVID shots, coronavirus. And the picture is here too, in some magazines. COVID-19 mRNA vaccine.
No, that's what you call conspiracy theory. Ain't nothing like that. I will call it what it is, bullshit. That is bullshit. That is straight up bullshit.
I have no problem with that. You are absolutely right.
What did I say? And they published that in the papers. Oh my God. You see what you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, it says 217 vaccinations may seem like a lot, Dr. Schober said, but immune cells capable of reacting coronic viruses, he added, are basically laughing at the imitation viral particle that they have to deal with, even over a course of 217 shots. So.
My. What am I hearing?
Yes.
What
you know?
Am I hearing? Oh, my God. I never hear more in all my life. Oh, my God. You see, this one take the cake. This one take the cake, buddy. This one take the cake. So now, in my little research, you know, I've been watching a lot of videos and hearing these different experts. So now the doctors are finding, right, in people when they go to do the embalming of the bodies, they're finding these, like, elastic-like stuff with damage, with clotted blood in them, and the clotted blood how the clotted blood is inside. It couldn't happen after they died. Like, just after they died, it took time to build up in them. So they're finding more and more people, and they're trying to study it because they say it's everybody, and they're noticing that it's inside the vaccinated people's body.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's right. So they have them in these little vials. The doctors are now collecting them, or, you know, the morticians are giving them to the doctors like, what the hell is this? But they don't know what it is. That's supposed to be there like that. What is this? Some kind of elastic thing that is in the veins, and the veins are like they could stretch out something like 10 inches. Okay? And inside is clotted blood. Okay? And the guy is showing them, you know, he's showing them in the video and everything. He got vials and vials of them from different patients, different people that died. And I'm like, oh, my God. And he contacted other doctors. They find the same thing. They want to know, what is it? They don't even know what it is. You see
right.
what I mean?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
This thing is out of hand. Let me tell you, it's out of hand. So the people now came all the way up from 2024. You remember I started giving you some statistics before? So the cardiovascular, it went from 15% in 2021, 2022, to cardiovascular disease now is 33% higher than expected. Okay? Cardiovascular disease, right? And
right.
Oh, my God.
And
okay.
That's why many pilots from any airlines are having heart attack in the middle of the, you know, air. And
well, they better make sure they got a couple. Oh, my God, you see, I got a traveler. You know, you'll be weird. I'll be thinking,
That's why. And recently, been also a lot of, whether it was sabotaged or mechanical problems, keep having United after United and other airlines. I mean, we see in the middle of the air, the windows is blew up, and while the landing gears was few days ago, landing gears didn't come out, but the airplane had to land without landing gears, and many, many other things is happening. So
heart attack now is up 44%. Okay?
Right.
Cerebrovascular disease up 40%. Heart failure, all of these 39% higher. Deaths involving acute respiratory illnesses too. Oh, my God. That's 42% higher, okay, in this 2024 right here that we're in. So now the drug, the vaccine is doing its job.
Right.
It's depopulating the world at a rate faster than it was before. Because, you know, people, the baby boomers like myself, you know, the baby boomer people, they living longer. They were living longer. That was reported a few years ago. Now all of a sudden, the baby boomers are dropping dead. You see what I mean?
And that's why Social Security is going to be messed up within 5 to 10 years, because there's nobody here, and they're replacing them with the AI anyway, transhumanism. So therefore, nobody pays Social Security, so everybody, Social Security or et cetera, will be in danger in coming years, five years, because people are dying. People are dying from all these early illnesses that are
right.
young.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, high debts. It just increased from 2021, 22. It just kept going up, and now is the highest ever in 2024. And again, if you all want to check my sources, you can go to YouTube and look for High Debts in Middle Age, Dr. John Campbell. You can subscribe to his channel, right? Dr. John Campbell. He got like three. How many subscribers he got? He got a lot of subscribers too. Okay, but this one post is 42,000 likes on it. This one post about the statistics. Yeah, people aren't stupid, you know. And the thing about it is, I know, like, some of the people, I want to encourage them, if you don't be ashamed to say that, at one time it was okay, and I thought it was okay for me to follow and take the vaccine, and I'm good, or I'm not good. If you're not good, you need to say you're not good. Say you're not good. Say you're hurting. Say, you've noticed something, And I'm having people come and tell me. They're telling me, like, oh, man, I couldn't, I had problems with my legs before, but now I cannot walk without the walker. I can't walk without.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
You see? They're saying these things, and it's bad. It's bad. It's bad.
Yes.
So all of this is
going
on, and people are, man, I don't know. I said during the COVID, listen, they got to hold me down, put a gun to my head, and inject me. That's the only way I'm going to take it. I am not willing to
both presidents are part of the New World Order. I mean, Donald Trump, when he was in charge, he said, I'm going to call martial law on United States. We go door to door, and we will give forced vaccination to everybody. And also Biden. Right. And now, Donald Trump, both of them are belong to the same group. Both of them are belong to the same entity, but it's a little bit different from each other, But they have the main thing is to bring the global new world order. Whether it's a new world order of Trump, is the same crap of new world order of Biden. It's not different.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, sure.
Where do you see us as humanity going in the future, say 50 years from now? Where are we going to be at?
First of all, they're going to create the World War III, either it starts from Iran or which already started, some of it started from Ukraine and Russia. So I see that they're going to push World War III, and what is going to happen, 90% of world population will be evaporated by the 500 atomic bomb of Russia, and also 1,000 atomic bomb of the NATO and USA. So China will be affected, Russia, all over the world will be affected. So I see 90% of world population will die soon or later than, and then pretty much the 10% of the population will be alive, and they are going to rule the 10% that is easier than the 8 billion right now, the population.
Oh, buddy, let me tell you, I'm glad I'm going to reach 100 before that happens. Oh, my goodness, it doesn't look good at all. What about the children? Oh, my God, what are they to do? They're like, no wonder they're like, they don't care. They don't, they want to live fast and die young because ain't nothing to live for. You know,
right.
It seems like it's nothing to live for. So they're living like the fast life, like give me everything right now. I don't want to save anything for tomorrow. I don't want to build anything for future. I don't, you know, and, you know, as you know, you know, you ever heard of Mama Vanga? Baba Vanga?
Is it from Africa?
A Russian psychic. No.
Yes. I know. You're right. Yes, go ahead.
Baba Vanga, the blind prophet. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something.
I saw
a video with her predictions, and she predicted this earth is not going to last. No. They're gonna, she even talked about the extraterrestrials, you know, and I got to touch bases on that because I need to do a show just about the extraterrestrials and the interaction. Do you know on January 1st, Eve, this year, 2024, there was a big commotion in Miami Beach, downtown Miami, saying that people were running like crazy out of the malls. They had over 200 police vehicles out there.
Right.
They saw beings walking around in the mall.
Absolutely, yes. I remember that. Yeah,
and
I read about it.
And then they changed the next day. They say, it was some kids with some firecrackers. Oh, yeah, so you waste the taxpayers' money with 200 police cars for some kids with firecrackers?
Right. Yes.
Oh,
absolutely, you're right. I am aware because I'm a journalist like you, and we journalists, we read a lot to see what's going on. And in Iran, in 1976, there was a massive UFO encounter, which you can just put it 1976 UFO encounter in YouTube. You should be able to see. I mean, it was one of the most uniqueness, and at that time, multiple F-5s of the Iranian Imperial Shah of Iran planes. You know, they went and followed it, and both of them very close to the object, they lost control, and they were almost hitting pretty much they were going to eject themselves, but then suddenly everything came up, so they went up. But yeah, this is 1976 encounter in Iran is one of the best.
1976, I believe that's my first time ever seeing a UFO. In 1976.
Oh, okay.
I was a young woman.
Yeah, exactly. We were young too at that time.
Yeah.
We were young and we looked at it up and we saw strange lights.
I couldn't even believe
and
it. I couldn't believe what I saw.
Right,
you
right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I'm sure throughout your life you have encountered more UFOs as well too.
Definitely. Yeah. When they talk first kind, second kind, third kind, fourth, I think I went to the fifth kind because I had direct encounter like right in front of my face. You know, I had a
right.
I just want to save that for that episode, but I got to do an episode on that because that is something. Because even all these realizations are part of what is happening to us in this world as human beings. We're being affected by many things, you know, from the AI to the all the different types of mechanisms that they use, mind controlled, you know, all of this stuff, the tracking devices, the cashless system. All of it is tied into one thing, the invasion, the communication with and the appearances of more ETs, how they're harvesting bodies, the trafficking, the trafficking of human beings, the human sacrifice, all of it is one thing. All of it is together. It's connected to each other. So all of it is going to, and the big agenda is like, okay, how can we do a hostile takeover of these people? Who can we take over? Who can we get rid of? You know, how can we bring it down? And it's not the world, New World Order agenda has not just started just now. It's been around and people's been talking about it for years and years and years. And all you're hearing, conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory, till when you look around, boom, it's right in your face. Right.
Absolutely.
In your face. And you can't do anything about it but try to wing it. And that's why I say to people, you know, live good and live the best you can right now. You know, so that, you know, when your time is up, you know, you go with a light heart. You go away with a light heart. You don't go away with a heavy heart. You don't go away by succumbing to any of the traps they, you know, is laid out for people. I mean, it's just, it's very hard. And some people just, I can't even say what's happening to some people because some people just flip out, like flip. So you're wondering if is something telling them to do that? Is something telling them to kill their children and kill themselves? Is something, you know?
All is because of vaccine, my dear, too. You know, vaccine caused a lot of chaos for mankind. I mean, we know many parts of Africa is not being vaccinated yet. We know many parts of the world is not vaccinated yet. Either they did not have it to send it to those places or basically because of, you know, they said, hell with those. But let us experiment on the Europe. Yeah, on the Europe we do it, on Canada we do it, in USA we do it, we do it in Russia, we do it in China and Singapore and some other countries. But yeah, I know that at
I'm interested right now because you know how they say China was already overpopulated. So I'm interested in finding out how did China's population go down from between then. If it's gone down significantly, I'm really interested. You know, let me see.
Yes, Chinese are very angry themselves. I mean, the Chinese people are not the same Chinese people of 2 years, 4 years ago. I mean, they have, you know, they have done many riots inside the China. They have done many. I mean, whenever there's a lockdown, people get very angry in China again. And, you know, so, I mean, they are not the same people either. I mean, nowhere in the world are the same people. That's the problem.
Okay, listen, I just looked it up. The National Bureau of Statistics says the total number of people in China dropped by 2.08 million or 0.15% to 1.409 billion in 2023. That was well above the population decline of 850,000 in 2022. Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
Yes. And the reason
is... since 1961, during the Great Famine, that's when it dropped that significantly. There was a great famine in 1961. And my God, it dropped.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And it's not the only place it dropped. It's all over the world dropped. And not only all over the world dropped, it's right now. People are not producing child anymore. People are not having sex with each other maybe once a month now instead of, you know, a couple of times during the week.
That's a good point you're making. That's a good point. Now, find myself in a position like that. I'm an estranged married woman, you know, the man I married lives in Africa and whatnot. But even if he was living here right now, I would already made the decision not to sleep with him because he vaccinated. He vaccinated. And at
it's a problem. Yes. I understand.
Life, 3 months in the hospital. Because...
Oh my God.
Don't you know why you had to spend three, and he's younger than me. Why are you spending 3 months in the hospital? What happened to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You see?
And right now,
I said, that's the vaccine doing that to you. I let you know. And he did booster.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm glad we're separated, bro, because I'm not sleeping with you ever.
Right,
So
American people are not populating. American people are not populating. The white people are not populating anymore as before. People are just like friends. They sleep together. That's it. No more, no more sex happening anymore in the United States or Canada NATO. So population is going down. And guess what? The illegal immigrants who comes with four or five kids, they are going to come and overrun everybody else, and we all become minorities. So, go ahead, please, dear.
I agree with you. We're going to all become minority. Everybody else is going to be a minority, too. Because, you know, the people, the Caucasian people, or, you know, you want to call them Amorites, whatever you want to call these people, they are more into finding the truth of what happened to them more than, you know, the dark-skinned people. The dark-skinned people are like, oh, okay, la-di-da, you know, we just got out of that. Let's just get on with life, you know. But those people are like, oh, my God, you killed my mother, you killed my father, you killed my grandma, you killed my son and my daughter, and they're out for like, you know, please, uh-uh. So they're doing things. This is when I first heard about I heard through them, this group, that they have some – about the spike proteins and how it affected women who were post-menopause, like me.
Right.
I started bleeding. And I'm like, why am I bleeding? Or they say, oh, that's the last of me. I said, no. That's not no menopause.
Right.
Why am I bleeding? I was going around a group of women that were vaccinated. And all of a sudden, I had to go to the doctor, and then made matters worse. I started to get sick when I went to the hospital. I'm like, oh, you see what I mean?
Right.
So it's a lot of silent paranoia going on. People are really paranoid, you know, and people better get accustomed to phone sex. That's as much as you're going to get.
And especially those people who are not vaccinated around the globe. When you go to the doctor, as you mentioned earlier, the doctor wasn't paying you attention that's supposed to do, because he says, oh, I took the vaccine. I am not going to pay the price sooner than later, but you did not take it. You are the smart one. So it's discrimination. Yes, discrimination continues in the medical field, and you have to be very aggressive. You have to be very advocative. When you talk to them.
Because they will try to push
you on
it. Otherwise,
they don't do anything for you.
They're selling it. They are selling these vaccines. I mean, every commercial on the television now is they're telling you, do ask your doctor if the Pfizer vaccine is good for you. It can cause you heart attack, stroke, and even death. But ask your doctor if it's good for you. What? Ask my doctor? You just told me you could kill me. You want me to ask my doctor if I should try to see if I'm going to die? Oh, man. Anyway, you've been listening to True Talks with Ofe, and our topic is relationships after COVID-19 vaccines, part 2. And I see, I have my good friend Mike from, you're in Singapore, right?
Absolutely,
online,
yes.
And we're having a very nice discussion. I got somebody that raised their hand, Mike. I'm going to bring him on for a minute, okay? And let's
sure,
hear what
do.
This caller has to say. Caller, area code 201, you're on the air. It's your talk with a fair fee.
Hi, Mama O'Fafa. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
From hey, how are you? How are you?
I want to say I'm better, and I'm not ashamed to tell you that I got vaccinated, and
okay.
my husband got vaccinated,
okay.
and two out of three sons got vaccinated, and I got the booster, and I end up with blood clots, and 6 weeks later, my husband had a stroke.
The
well,
blood
my
clot.
Body has not been the same again. We did it out of necessity because of our jobs. We both now realize and know and are connecting the dots that our illnesses that just popped up out of nowhere is a result of the vaccination. I'm doing everything I can
yeah.
to detox as much as I can, you know, try to refocus and regain my strength. I noticed that, like, the winter, I feel like I have a big log on top of me. My husband cognitively is a different person, but he can't see it, but I see it. You know?
I'm so
it's
sorry.
Been tough.
I'm so sorry. And I know, man, I know people are suffering, Jackie. I know they're suffering. And, you know, because, I mean, they've got a one-up on us. They did it to us. They coerced us. I mean, you know how I feel about those people that made these decisions and who reap benefit off of the genocide? Of humanity, the crimes they commit against humanity, just don't give them a old-fashioned court-martial. Put them in front, line them up, and get the firing squad and shoot them full of bullets.
Absolutely.
Of
I believe
world.
They should be on war crimes. And but see, you know, my problem, again, was within my home I was battling and fighting because I got COVID and I was working remotely.
Wow.
I was working at home remotely.
And
then
still got
you,
COVID,
you did
right?
not need. You did not need it, Jackie, right? If you work from home, it's none of their business that you have or you don't have it because you are always segregated from them anyway. You're not going back to work, and you do everything from the home.
No, I did have to go back to work. I did have to go back to work, but they had this regimented. It's like our employers forced us to be vaccinated to keep our job, knowing full well
so you
because
were working
we were
for
employed.
Government? Were you
yes.
working for government or non-governmental?
I'm government. I'm a teacher. I'm a public school teacher.
Okay.
It was either you get the vaccination, or you had to go through like this ridiculous. Even after you had to go through this ridiculous checkpoint and procedures, and even after we got the two vaccinations before we could return, we still end up doing the same procedures. Lo and behold, to find out months later. Yet many of the people in management were not vaccinated.
Whoa.
And I'm very upset about that.
My
Whoa.
God.
I'm very upset about that because I lost, even during it, I lost my sight. I don't know if it's from the vaccine. My thyroid was off the chart. And I know
God.
I was premenopausal, going menopausal, so I couldn't pinpoint it. I only had one doctor
Jackie.
That was honest to me.
Mm-hmm.
One doctor. He went from telling me not to get the booster to getting the booster, and he admitted he himself was in the same predicament. This doctor, a specialist, admitted to me that he ended up having to get the vaccination. If not, he was going to lose his license to practice in my state.
Oh,
now, Mama,
my
you know
God.
Where I live. I just
see.
I don't want to call
Did
out
Did you
the
hear
state
in the beginning
because I'm
of
a
the
public
show?
Employee.
Mm-hmm.
We were forced.
Did you Jackie, I'm so sorry, you know, but if I had to give you any kind of direction, I mean, you know, it's just like if you have some kind of illness, and of course you're going to try different things. Because if you figure this is not working, try something else, you know? So you say you're detoxing and all of this thing. And I'm going to tell you the way
that
man
talks about
this. I'm
trying as best as I can, Mama.
Listen, the way how the gentleman in this video, I'm going to try to send it to you. I'm going to find it so I can send it to you. It's about 2 hours long, but you really got to listen to the story. And he have all the facts laid out. He tells you, I'm going to prove it to you that this was done wrong. They killed the people. They treat them for something that they didn't have. They put this in the vaccine. They did that. They did that. They did that. And he had all his eggs in, you know, lined up in a row. So he said nicotine patches work because they regulate the venom in the vaccine. Venom, I'm talking snake venom. So it's like a detox, and I don't know, you know, like people from the islands where I'm from, if you want to lose weight or clean your gut, you know what, we soak the tobacco leaf planta, and we soak it in either water, you could soak it in rum, and you take a sip of it, and it will clean your whole system out, okay?
Okay.
So,
I advise to all your listeners, there is a gentleman from Australia. He made two videos and how to lose weight by juicing. So personally, I did juicing for 2 months. I lost 50 pounds. And I came out of many of my medication as well, too. But I had a shortcoming because I was fell down into the shower, and I had a hip break and et cetera. So then I had to start eating meat and et cetera because my body needs a different kind of food, especially in that is surgery and et cetera.
But this is not about losing weight. You know, it's about cleaning, clearing out certain things out of your system. Yeah.
Right.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of something, because I did the same research that you heard about with the morticians and the blood and the plastic-like. Like strands, I've read up on that. It's, you know, I really, really do feel bad and defeated within myself for succumbing to it because I knew better. Even when I took the shot, the first shot, I cried on the line. It was either that or not have a job.
I
went against my own conscience. I went against my own mind. And every last one of us who got the vaccination ended up having COVID. More than one time, one of my sons even got the same and kind of marked
the COVID. It didn't even help with what they say it would help with. So, like, why even,
no,
I mean,
and governments were taking advantage.
Oh my God!
Because in Panama, they detained my son.
Line them up, buddy.
They detained my son.
Oh my God!
Let me tell you what Panama did. They went on vacation when they lifted the travel ban, and they detained my son, his girlfriend, and her family, who were from Panama. Detained them there an extra week, and they had to go to a magistrate to come back to the U.S. because they contracted COVID down there. They was trying to shake them down for money to come back to this country.
Wow.
Right? And they were fully vaccinated. They were fully vaccinated and went and caught it down there in the country, not in the city. And the only persons in my house who did not get vaccinated never got COVID yet. And they were in and out the house the whole time.
Yes. Can I say something?
Yeah, I never.
You know, have you seen when they put a COVID shot, usually they should bring the bottle of the whatever shot they are trying to put on you and do everything in front of you. But we have seen that, you know, just like 1,000 of those already pre-syringe, and we don't know which bottle it came from. We don't know how they did it, whether they did it under really tight restrictions, so you don't get any other germs and diseases. You just go there, boom, boom, and they don't even change their gloves. Stupid dumbasses. You know, we should be monitoring them. If you see your health worker trying to give you say, please put the gloves. Please put the gloves and don't worry about it. If they don't like it, that's too bad.
My first two shots was done at a school, but it was being administered by the hospital, and they took all the precautions. The booster, on the other hand, I had it done at the pharmacy, and I still have sensitivity in the area of the booster.
Yeah, dirty, yeah.
The booster.
Because pharmacies are very bad. Because they do, they don't change gloves in pharmacy, especially. Very bad.
And
insanity.
I recently went, not to take up too much of your time, but I recently went to go do to the doctors to do a physical because I broke out in a strange rash, whereas I normally don't have a rash, but this is itching all over. And I understand vaccine shedding, and it just seemed like clockwork. Like you said, they're pushing these vaccines, they're pushing everything. I thought also that maybe the shedding and the itching that I had, I was thinking it could have been shingles. That's how bad it was. It was just out of the blue.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that when vaccine shedding occurs, like when you're losing, when it's finally wearing off, it's like you're shedding whatever's in the vaccine. It comes out of your body in different forms, right? So I just assumed that my body's reaction, my skin issue, was a result of, you know, the vaccine shedding. And they still never was able to pinpoint it. But the strangest thing happened. They actually did my blood pressure was low, and everyone in the office was concerned about it. And about maybe half an hour later, they came and took it again. It was still low. And I said, try the other arm. And they did the arm. They did the arm that was that doesn't have the shot, and it was normal. But when they did it on the arm where I got the shot, it was low.
Wow.
So on side of my body, my blood pressure was low. On the other side of my body, my pressure was high. And the low was the side where I got the vaccine, and where I, even at night, my hand goes dead.
Wow. Interesting.
It numbs in my sleep.
I'm glad you called. Then you are brave enough to call in and say something, Jackie, because you know that.
No, I'm not ashamed to say. I'm just saying that I couldn't resist it because I needed to work. Because I wasn't getting any free money. I was working.
I understand.
People
went bankrupt. People committed suicide. People were ruined forever. They can't catch themselves. Businesses closed down permanently.
Absolutely.
Because
we were the clinical trials.
They had
random, that the best random trials that they ever pulled off on humankind.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we can't even really talk about it because I think there's more ostracized there's more ostracizing being done if you talk about it, because that's why they're ostracizing people.
I'm telling
like,
nobody, because people don't really want to talk about it. They figure, oh, it's over. Why are you bringing that up? Oh, let's get back to normal. And in the
no,
meantime,
people are afraid.
Things are
because even at work
to
this day, people are afraid because we all realize that we took a vaccination and everyone are having these strange little things at the time. Like I'm usually very active, even though I had gained weight over the years before, but I usually have a very strong stamina. If I walk up the street, I have to stop a few times, or sometimes I can feel when my body just goes like I have no.
So you have emphysema, COPD, asthma, and you have a series of the other diseases that otherwise you would not have.
That I never had before.
Good.
Never had asthma.
Right.
Never had emphysema. Never had blood clots. Never had chronic fatigue. Never had hair loss. Never had periodical blindness. Never.
Do you have oxygen?
And I was
because
a smoker.
They could give you oxygen.
I was, so my smoking probably saved me. Excuse me?
I mean, do you have oxygen?
No, I just have the
okay.
pump.
Okay, so it's better for you to take a sleep test too, because with all the things you say,
okay.
It's better to have a sleep apnea
moment,
test.
Give me a moment. Give me a moment, people. You can continue having a conversation. Just give me a moment. I got to exit stage left for a second.
Okay, I think it's better for you to do a sleep apnea test. And then they will give you oxygen for sure. It seems you, when you sleep, your oxygen goes below 88, and that means
yes.
You need extra oxygen to function better. And try to ask them, after that, I'm sure they give you oxygen, a tank of oxygen, but also ask them to give you oxygen for, you know, traveling and et cetera too. So they give you two kinds. Make sure you get it from them, because or they may also give you oxygen plus CPAP together at the same time. So it all depends. I think since you are doing since you have all those COPD, emphysema, and you know like it's asthma, and so I'm sure you are they are trying to sell you. Give you biological medications for asthma.
Okay.
Try to avoid them. Try to avoid them as much as possible, because
try
to work with the older medications like Redicuvar, Atrovance maybe, and Ventolin. These are the more older ones that are not biological yet. So probably you can work with those. But Advil is very bad. Please, Advil has killed a lot of black people. When
what's
they
the
use,
name of it?
Advil. A-D-V-A-I-R. Advil.
Advil
is a disc.
Advil.
Yeah, it's for asthma. You just inhale it like that. You open it. And you put the number down, and then you inhale it, and that's it, and you close it up. But the question is, Advil is a problem for a black people and for also white people, but they don't. They say, oh, it's okay, you can take it, that's fine. But be careful. I mean, you can try it, but I don't.
I have asthma. I've been having asthma from the time I was a little girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And... yeah, I've been having asthma from the time I was a little girl. And believe it or not, you know, it was old-fashioned iguana medicine that my grandfather made that helped me. My mother said they used to have to be rushing me to the hospital and stuff. And then after my grandfather made the medicine, up to when I was a teenager, I was still taking it. Every day I would take it, and it was so sweet. And I never had an attack, but in my whole entire life, you know, my 66 years of life, I had two attacks. Once when I was in New York many, many years ago, And then the other one I had February this year. Not this year, last year, February.
I only use the albuterol.
And the albuterol.
Albuterol.
You use albuterol.
Yes.
Okay. Albuterol is a generic of the Ventolin. I would like you also to go to YouTube and put Bottle of Life and listen to the first and the second one, both of them, because the generic medication that they keep selling to Americans and push it for generic is another agenda for the population, because the generic drugs never tested on the people. And then what they do, they say, a little bit cheaper than the brand name. Who gives a crap? You can apply for LIS, low-income subsidy, through your, insurance or through the, I mean, through your retirement, and you can get everything to be pretty much covered by brand name. So there is another, what they do, the Albutra, I mean, I use Ventolin in Singapore because it's brand name, you know. It does much better job. And instead of, you know, 4 or 5 puffs of the generic Albutra, you will need only two puffs of Ventolin.
All right.
It does the job very good. Try to use your generic drugs, anybody's generic drugs, and slowly go towards your brand name and try to get it applied for the grant from the company.
I am so old-fashioned. Like I said,
when I put eucalyptus in my diffuser, that would help me. It doesn't happen all the time.
The oil, you know, I have the is called the shilling oil. I got eucalyptus. I got all the oils. Let me tell you, I mean the real deal. And I believe in oils,
He said something about YouTube, Mama, that I want to write down. He said, go to YouTube and watch the video.
What's the video?
What's the name
YouTube
of it?
About the generic?
Bottle of Life. Bottle of Life. And Bottle of Life, YouTube.
Bottle of Life. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you mentioned a scientist, a doctor before. His name was John what?
Campbell.
Okay.
You have doctor in front of his name, Dr. John Campbell. You have a few videos, and he really goes through it, and, you know, he's sharing a lot of valuable information in order to help the people make up their mind, like, you know, to see what's happening and everything. I just was skimming through some of his videos. He has one now, in fact, the COVID-19 vaccine, get the latest information from the CDC. There's another one.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
COVID-19, what you need to know about the risk. Yeah. He has a bunch of videos, and he interviews people. Dr. John Campbell, he's one of those doctors that coming out and blowing the whistle on all of this crap that they're doing to people. He has one on chronic
Dr. Shiva was doing it as well, too. Dr. Shiva.
Ooh.
Was Dr. Shiva.
Shiva.
Aya Dore. He's at MIT. Dr. Shiva, yes. She's from Massachusetts.
Oh.
It was just...
Now,
a lot of doctors are doing it.
A lot of doctors are out there, but did you hear what I said in the beginning? In England, in order to get their research papers in that show different statistics about COVID other than what the CDC is putting out, it's £4,000 you have to pay. So if you just, you're not backed by an institution or anything, you have to find £4,000, not even dollars, £4,000 to get your documents peer reviewed, and that came from Dr. Campbell. He said that in the video that I was talking the statistics on just a while ago. Anyway, we're winding down.
Is there somebody in particular that's affiliated with the Bottle of Life? Because I don't see it on YouTube. I'm not sure.
Yes. I will tell you right now. Hold on 1 second. Let me sign in to my system quick. Yeah. Okay. You see, just BOTTLE, Life, Bottle of Life, OF. Or just put Bottle of Life here. It's called under Democracy Now, Bottle of Life, the Poor FDA Oversight and Fraud in Generic Drug Industry Threaten the Patient. And then there is another one, too, and she also talked in the TED also. And the best one is the first and second one. You listen, and she's a top journalist. And she went to find out what the hell is this generic drug that they keep making and they keep promoting it.
Oh, Bottle of Life.
And yes, that's right.
I see it now. I got it.
Yeah. And also you can go type naturalnews.com. That's another good website that you can get a lot of information.
Natural News. Thank you very much for those
recommendations. You know, I subscribe to them. I do subscribe to them. The thing is, again, there were so many misinformation campaigns out there. I'm surprised, even when they went to Congress, why this misinformation has not been made public. You have to search for it yourself. And the only thing I believe is because many of these people, they're invested in these pharmaceuticals, and I happen to live in a state where they do have a very strong lobby. Very strong lobby. And the only reason why they're pushing it at this point is because they know that people are no longer vaccinating their kids and stuff at that moment.
Well, they're advertising the vaccines on the television. Every day in all these commercials on, you know, they're advertising for people to go and you could just go in and, you know, get your vaccine.
Yes.
They even got pills now with the drugs in it. You know,
major push.
Oh, man, let me tell you.
Well, Mama, I took up too much of your show. I do want to talk to you off air.
Okay.
I've been trying to keep up with some of the information that you've been sending on WhatsApp, and I'm so thankful that I was able to catch your show today because I've been in a whirlwind between work and both of us in the house, not necessarily at our best.
Yes.
You know, but I'm the one that's on. I'm working now, and he's not. That's how sick he got.
Wow. Hey.
So it's a sad story here. It's a sad story that you have only one income.
I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to overcome it holistically. I'm going to start getting my CMOS and my things together. I'm going to overcome it.
Okay. Yes. So you know. So where
I'm looking for natural things like tonic.
Yeah, because people, let me tell you, I'm telling you, I'm looking right now for the nicotine program that I really need you to watch it, Jackie, because it makes so much sense, you know, and how he's saying that it's getting into a system is like crazy, but, you know, they leave paper trails all the time. They leave paper trails of what they're doing that is wrong. They leave it. They can't help but leave a paper trail. It's like, you know, when they have to do it, put everything in and shred everything, sometimes they always leave something out the shredder. You know what I mean?
Well, we didn't know that if there
it's called the antidote. It's called the antidote, the exclusive truth, origin, and antidote for COVID. Okay? And
It's called the antidote?
The antidote. So if you go there and you type in antidote, and, okay, the antidote, let me see.
Mama, you ever heard of the leaf of life?
Oh, sure, it grows in my yard. And I drink it all
the
time.
Leaf of life is supposed to be good.
Yeah, it's full of antioxidants. It's very good, you know. And but with you know what I believe helped me a lot during the COVID times, the COVID years, when you know everybody was getting sick and dying and everything. What helped me was Congo root. I drank Congo root. The elixir that I make, I drink it. I drank it. I mean, and if you that Congo root, anything in your body that don't belong in there will come out. Mm-hmm. So I drank the Congo root, and I've used the Congo root with people that had HIV/AIDS, people who had lung cancer, got it from me, and next thing you know, they go back. There's no lung cancer anymore and stuff like that. So
what's the name of the root?
Know, Congo, like the Congo in Africa, Congo root.
Okay.
Look it up. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I use the root itself, not the leaves.
Is it Amazon selling?
The root itself
Amazon?
is what you use, huh?
Is that Amazon selling or where can you buy it, please?
Okay.
Amazon.
Mama, they may end up banning your show because of talking about it, because it's just that crazy with their algorithm. But at the end, when they open up everything,
even if they end my show, there, you see, I made a disclaimer in the very beginning and say, like, listen, it ain't got nothing to do with Block Talk Radio. This is personal.
Have you heard about the human? Have you heard about the Human Genome Project?
Jackie, I know we can talk and we can share forever because you have a lot of information. And one day I want
but
to
yet,
invite you to
I
come on the show and do a show. Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
Another thing is very good called Borash Tea. BORAGET. Is very good too, and you can get it through any Amazon, any country. Borage tea.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna put this. I'm gonna share this on my page. Let me see if I can share it in the
Borage.
Borage. B like a boy. O okay. R Romeo. A apple. G as the gold. E as the Edward. Borage tea.
Okay, take your time and watch the antidote.
Okay.
So you use only two or one tea bag or two large teaspoons.
The antidote is, okay, I see the root. Is the antidote a documentary on YouTube?
It's 2 hours long. It's an interview.
With who, do you know?
The guy, let me see. I would have to open it to tell you. I just put the link. And I'm going to put it on my page on Facebook, and I'm going to send it to you personally so you could see it. But
Okay.
This guy, the guy being interviewed, the guy that's interviewing him is he has a very popular talk show, podcast, and he have a lot of followers. I just happened to bounce up on the information, so I viewed it. You know, I'm not one of the followers per se, but I viewed it and I took the time to listen to it. It's 2 hours long, 2.5 hours long.
Yes, I have to find it.
You know,
I have a lot of other things to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna put it in a link and send it.
Okay.
Send it to you. Okay. All right, guys. You've been listening to True Talks with Ofeo Faye.
Thank you so much.
Two beautiful people here that were very boisterous, and this is good. I love the engagement, you know. I love the engagement, but often people just listen, and then afterward they inbox me and tell me, oh, this, that. You know, people are shy. But, you know, in these times, you need not be shy about anything, especially your own life. You know, you need not be shy. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, life is too short for us to be, suffering in silence. You know, ain't no reason to suffer in silence, buddy. No reason at all. You know, and so I don't know. We will have to continue this discussion in a much deeper level. And, I hope I can get, you know, I really do appreciate the two of you, and I hope I can get some key people to come on and talk, because people need to hear this, especially about the disclosure about how you are feeling now that you took the vaccine. Wow, that's the topic for the next one. How do you feel now you took the vaccine?
Before we go off, I just want to tell you something. I see it in my students. I see the brain fog. I see the listening.
In your students?
I literally thought at one point it was laziness. They can't help it. They can't focus.
Right.
A lot of people are dealing with PTSD.
PTSD, yes.
PTSD.
Depression.
I have it. I battle with it myself. Anxiety.
Wow.
Oh,
no reason whatsoever that I have to go deep to push through it.
Interesting.
Probably they give you Cymbalta, they give you Selecta, and et cetera, and all those. Even mess up more people than the the older medications of Valium or Xanax in that area is much better because it was tried.
Everything old is better. Believe that.
Yes.
Everything old is better. Even the Orisha tell me you want information about the Orisha, get old books, get true books. Of eyewitness accounts, you know, not people writing what they learned from somebody else. No, were you there? This is what happened. Yes, because I was there.
Right.
This is what I saw. You see what I mean? So you start reading the new books. Everybody having a contradiction. Everybody writing their own way. But anyway, I really appreciate you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Facebook audience.
You're welcome, Ofa.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Jackie, too. Thank you for your story.
What is your name again? I wasn't at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, my name is Mike, M-I-K-E, and I'm from Asia right now.
Okay. I want to learn Ayurvedic medicine.
Yes.
I'm teaching myself chemistry and biology now while I'm learning it. I'm learning it while I teach it.
Wow. Okay.
Mama, we got a lot of catching up to do.
Next time.
We do.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you very soon. Thank you all so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for the show.
Ooh, yeah.
like Facebook. See you next time.
The crucified Jesus Christ. I'll never forget no way. This old Marcus Garvey for right. I'll never forget no way. They turned their back on Paul Bogle. Hey, so don't you forget who you are and where you stand in the struggle. They got so fightless and blood, but brutal wickedness in high and low places. So while they fight you down, stand firm and give your thanks and praises. Cause I and I don't expect to be justified by the laws of men, by the laws of men.